स्पाइस रेडियो रेडियो रमजम सुंदर आप गपशप का प्रोग्राम है। हमारी घड़ियों में बाद दोपहर के 2:08 हुआ चाहते हैं। अब से लेकर 3 तक आपका हर हमारा साथ रहेगा हमारे आज के इस कार्यक्रम में, जिसका नाम बड़े प्यार से हमने गपशप रखा है, क्योंकि इसमें वो सभी बातें जो आज आपकी नजरों में अटकेंगी,
खटकेंगी
और दिल में समाएंगी, उन सबको लेकर हम हाजिर हैं। ये बताते हुए कि बाहर का मौसम खुशनुमा है, स्टूडियो का अंदर का मौसम ड्रम वाला है। ड्रम इज नॉट प्रेजेंट।
आई वाजंट गोइंग टू मेंशन इट, सुषमा जी। आई एम बीइंग बिग, आई एम बीइंग अ बिगर पर्सन नाउ, यू नो। माय डिमांड्स हैव डिक्रीज्ड, माय स्टेटस हैज गॉन डाउन अ बिट, एंड मेबी आई एम नॉट वर्थी ऑफ मेकिंग सच डिमांड्स।
योर स्टेटस हैज गॉन डाउन अ बिट,
यू नो। एज यू गेट ओल्डर, यू आर नॉट द ब्राइट शाइनी न्यू थिंग। आई नीड टू एक्सेप्ट दैट, एंड यू नो द ड्रम रोल वाज फॉर द न्यू, व्हेन आई वाज न्यू एंड एक्साइटिंग।
नो, so I think I will have to have the drum roll. Here we go then.
Oh. Ta-da!
There she is.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Yes, the girl who demands her own drum roll.
There you go. Well,
and I also don't share it.
No.
Because you know,
no.
Anita wants the drum roll.
Yes.
Divya wants the drum roll.
That's right.
And, you know, technically, I mean, they've almost known you, or they've been friends with you longer. I've known you longer.
No, you've known me longer.
I've known you longer, but yes. We didn't become friends till maybe later, because you were friends with them for longer. And so, technically, they maybe deserve a drum roll, but I won't share.
No, and they know that.
Right?
So they just sit there and they do their own drum roll.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I'm doing really well, and it's so wonderful. I walked in here for our listeners. You can't see, but Shishmaji is wearing the most beautiful green color today. I am wearing a pink color today. We are channeling springtime, aren't we?
We certainly are. And Maya is going to come in shortly in here, and she's going to be channeling black.
Black? Oh no, Miss Maya, this is not, we had a thing going. We were feeling the spring. We were bringing the energy.
Are you going to take mic one? I had already switched on mic 3.
Sorry, just like facing the wrong way.
All right, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I'm wearing a black t-shirt. I'm wearing blue jeans, black jacket.
You know what? We expect more. I'm so sorry to say this.
It's yellow would have been
yellow. We would. You know what? I will accept black.
Yes.
From October until March, but as we are drifting into April, I really expected better. I must say, I'm a little disappointed.
I was gonna wear a white shirt, but it was in the wash, so I had to settle with black one. My mind was there.
Okay. At least you're. I can understand that.
But look at her glasses.
And you've got the sunglasses. A beautiful pair at that, which is lovely.
Thank you.
So, what are you busy with today?
I'm just working on my news.
Okay.
And that's about it.
And the taxes that the
taxes
government talked
are
about.
Coming up.
Billions and billions of dollars in rebates and all that.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense.
No.
Okay. Maya isn't going to say anything on that.
No. She knows when to, you know, when silence is key.
Yes.
Thank you, Maya. You can go.
You know, it's so funny. Maya was just talking about she wanted to wear a white shirt.
Yes.
But it was in the wash.
Yes.
So, you know, I made the classic Indian faux pas yesterday, Shishmaji. And I promise to our listeners, we'll talk about eyes. And if you have any eyes questions, please do call in. I'm happy. I'm here till 3. I will answer any vision questions. And we will talk about eyes. But I do want to just share with you a very unfortunate thing that happened yesterday. So I had a busy day, like I often do.
Yes.
And I rushed home, and it was already kind of late. It was about 5 by the time I got home. And I needed to get something, and I asked the kids what they wanted for dinner, and they were feeling like Indian. They wanted some good old aloo gobi. And I'm like, I can do that. I can whip that up nice and quick. So I quickly whipped it up. I cut up the potatoes. I got the onion going. I threw in everything. And guess, of course, what do you have to put in aloo gobi?
Haldi.
Haldi. And I was so proud of myself, Shashmaji, because not only did I make delicious aloo gobi, I made it in like 20 minutes. Like, I had my high, my iron skillet out. I had it on high because I didn't have enough time.
No.
But I'm like, it's a good thing for dinner. I whipped it out. I was so proud of myself. And the kids come. I call the kids down for dinner. They come and they're like, Mom, you're sure? I didn't, because I was in such a rush, I didn't change. Normally I would change before I start cooking. I was wearing this beautiful, beautiful, brand new white shirt with pink flowers that I had just bought.
That's okay, it has now yellow flowers on it. That's what it is on.
The flowers are wilting because of the yellow stains. So, you know, I'm here to answer any questions about eyes today. But if any of our listeners have any tips on how to take healthy stains out of clothes, please do give us a call.
I can give you one quickly, okay. Provided you haven't touched your outfit after you've taken it off. The minute something falls on it,
right.
Take Dawn.
Dawn, okay.
Or, you know, soap that for dishes.
Okay.
Dish soap.
Dish soap.
Dish soap and just dab it on
really?
It.
Really?
Just dab everywhere.
Really?
It'll come out.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
If you've already washed it.
No, I was too sad.
Okay.
And I wanted to research it. So my plan was I put it aside. I'm like, when I get a moment, I'm going to Google how to take healthy stains out of white clothes.
So if you use Dawn at home, Dawn is one of
I
the best.
I use Palmolive. But okay, I'll get some Dawn.
Yeah. Or try Palmolive first.
Okay.
Because it's the consistency in the dishwashing soap.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Okay. All right. I'll be curious to see if anyone else has any.
Yes. And I would like our listeners to come up with some other
options,
yes.
Options on how to get healthy stains.
Or any kind of stains off your clothes.
Off your clothes, yes.
Yes,
it doesn't have to be healthy.
Yep.
But because, you know, I'm messy enough that there's
but
plenty
you know,
of them.
There's a little bit of a problem with healthy. If it is real healthy, okay,
yes.
Then it comes off.
Okay.
But if it is healthy, which has got some color mixed in it,
they mix color
oh,
to it.
Yes,
really?
Then it does not come off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Then you have your dishes and all
yes.
your other stuff very, very orangey and
yes,
yellowy.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So I heard a tip. And should we give out our phone number before
yes.
I give you my
yes.
tip? So if you would like to call and ask any questions about your eyes or help out this poor little eye doctor get her healthy stains out of her white shirt, the phone, I was about to say the clinic phone number.
No,
my clinic.
You can also call her in the clinic, which we will give later on.
Later on. But the
our
station,
number is
604-280-1200.
Or 604-604. 299-8863.
All right.
Give us a call.
Do give us a call. Help us get these stains out. So here's what I heard. The best way to get a yellow or one way to get it out is to put it out in the sun.
Oh, really?
They say that if you put a healthy stain, and this, I don't know where I know this, maybe from my mom, that if you put it out in the bright sun, that sunlight will actually help eliminate that stain.
Mm.
Now, I haven't tried it. Like I said, I was going to ask Google first and do some research, but I've heard that as well.
How old is Google now?
I have no idea.
It's about 18 years old.
Is it already?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So how much does Google know?
Is it in its teenage years where it's just bratty and knows everything and thinks it's smarter than everybody else?
Let's take a short break and we'll be right back and talk about eyes.
Wonderful.
Dr. Mini Randhawa is with us till 3 o'clock. Spice Radio, Radio Room, Jim Sundriyam, Gup Shup, our program. We've got a caller on the
oh,
line.
Oh, okay.
Line 4, thank you for waiting. How are you doing? Hi there, line 4.
Oh, maybe they got tired of
waiting. No, they're there.
Hello?
Line 4, we can't hear you.
Mm. Oh, no. All right, well, line 4, if you did have any feedback or tips on any eye questions. I keep forgetting why I'm here, Shashmaji. I feel like I've come to the radio today to solve my healthy problem. But I am also here to answer questions about your eyes. So if you have any questions about your eyes, give us a call. If you have any tips on how to take this healthy stain off my beautiful brand new white top, please do also call. If it's successful, next time I come, I will wear the white shirt. How's that?
That's a very good idea.
That's what
very
I'm going to do, if it's successful.
Okay. So today, the same numbers, 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8860.
Wonderful.
So today you want to talk about?
I really wanted to talk about springtime in our eyes. As we're heading into, there's so many little things that I want to bring about, but you're right. So Shimiji was just rubbing her eyes because guess what happens in the springtime is the allergies kick in. So one really important fact is when we think about springtime in our eyes, yes, it's a season of big allergies. But it's really important to know if what you are experiencing in your eyes is just allergy and, you know, take your allergy pill and deal with it, or if there's something more serious going on.
Mm.
And so I had someone come in actually the day before, and they had, you know, that sore, irritated, scratchy kind of eye a little bit. And they just thought it was allergy and they were just waiting and waiting. And when I saw them, it turned out to be something else.
Oh.
And they actually, there was some damage in the eye.
Oh, no.
So we never want to let things wait to that extent.
Right.
So I always say, you know, I've taught this before, but I'm going to go over it because it's been a while. So red eyes, what are the different red eyes and what causes them and how do we treat them?
Why is it called pink eye as well?
And why is it called pink eye? Because it's actually, people think it's, okay, so here's the interesting thing.
Mm.
When you have pink eye, when people use that term, they use it to describe a bacterial infection in the eye.
Okay.
And pink eye is actually not bacterial. When we see a bacterial infection in the eye, it's very, very red.
Ah.
So if your eye is quite red and there's a lot of goop in there, that mucus, that pus, they're kind of like glued shut and it's just like, you know, there's just discharge, goopy discharge coming out of the eye, that is a bacterial infection.
So it's the bacteria's little poop that we are seeing?
Yeah, it's just the byproduct of all that. And it's very, very contagious. Now, typically we see this in September because the kids go back to school and all that. I'm not quite sure why, but there is a little bit of an outbreak of pink eye. Well, now I just called it pink eye. And that's what we refer to as pink eye because it is contagious. So there's a little bit of an outbreak right now. I'm seeing quite a few people come in with this bacterial conjunctivitis.
Mm.
So a couple of things that you need to keep in mind, if your eye is red and goopy and mucus and pussy, number one thing is hygiene because it's so contagious.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands and wash your face. Gently massage around your eye with whatever face cleaner you normally use. And then when you dry your eyes, use a paper towel. Don't use a towel. Because if you use a towel, now that towel sits there, someone dries their hand on that towel, now they're going to get it. Does that make sense? Now, the other, so you use a paper towel and you throw that in the garbage to dry.
Right.
The other thing that happens is that at night you go to bed and all night long you're tossing, you're turning, you're rubbing your face against that pillow. Then you get up and you go to work and you're fighting off the infection. And then at night you go to bed and that pillowcase has all your bacteria on there.
Because it lives on there.
Exactly. So I always say you want to either throw a little towel above your pillowcase. And then when you wake up in the morning, just throw that towel in the wash. Or just change your pillowcase. And it's not contagious for long, but those first couple of days, it really is. So either be changing your pillowcase and just wash that every day, or just throw a towel on top of your pillow and wash that. So contagious with the way you be aware of how you dry your face after washing it. Make sure you do wash around the eyes. Make sure that you do protect the pillow at night. And then, of course, no makeup. No eye makeup. And this is a really big problem because what people do is they'll continue to use a little bit of mascara thinking it's okay. Here's the problem. As soon as you use eye makeup when you have an infection, you need to throw that makeup away.
Wow.
Because if you keep using that makeup, you're going to keep reinfecting yourself.
Of course you are.
And the problem is that makeup is pretty darn expensive right now. Right. I mean, so, you know, I've said this before, when a bag of grapes costs $12.
My God, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we're all watching our bottom line because we're all like just, you know, dealing with these really huge increase in prices for everything. So you don't want to throw away that $100 like mascara that you just, you know, finally were able to get.
$100, eh? You know, is that how much you spend on it?
You know what? I don't even know because, but you know, I think that I know that makeup is getting more and more expensive, right?
I want to ask a silly question.
Please.
And I do want to ask because we are people that our ancestors are born in the equator area.
Right.
And we're living up in the northern hemisphere.
Yes, yes.
So the sun's rays at equator is different than it is at
Earth. It is, yes.
So do you think that is one of the reasons why we have so many issues with our eyes? Because we are...
What a great question. Can I tell you what I thought of as soon as you said this question?
Yeah.
I said to myself, now this sounds like a great science research project.
Yes.
That I think I'm going to get my kids to start, because they're always doing things at school where they're encouraging kids to kind of come up with their own creative project and do the research and do the investigation in it. So the answer to that is we don't know, because no one's ever thought to think of that or ask that question. And it's a really good question. What I do know is our bodies were made for a different climate.
Mm.
So what we are seeing here is, and you know, this will change over the next couple of generations.
Of course, because our DNA will certainly change.
Exactly. Yeah. But right now, our DNA is very much designed for that geographic space. And when we come here, what happens is, it's the cold that gets us.
Mm.
So where our body does really well in the warmth and the heat, when we end up in these colder environments, our oil glands seize up. And so we don't secrete oil in our eye.
What about the people who are born here?
It's same thing.
Yeah.
It's same thing. So it's, and that's why I said it takes a couple of generations for the DNA to change.
Yeah.
So it's not that you were born and raised in India and then you came here and now it's going to be that way. If someone like me who was born here, but my DNA, my heritage is very much from parents who were born and raised in India, so I will have the same issues where my oil will seize up quicker than someone who has a different genetic background.
Hmm.
And so what I see in you know, our community is a lot of really dry, really dehydrated eyes. Now, part of that is, like I said, we don't do well in the colder climate. Our body doesn't do well. It needs that warm sunshine. The other issue is how much the diet changes.
Ah, yes, of
right?
course.
Right? So
yes.
When we lived in those countries, we ate so much different.
Right.
Differently, I should say. Now, that is actually changing across the board, though. Because the globalization, because the world has become so much smaller, you can now have McDonald's in India. You can now have, you know, it's changing a little bit because we're not getting... we're getting the same kind of not great nutrition pretty much everywhere, India or Canada. And that's had a huge impact. Now, when I'm talking about not great nutrition, we all go into these spiels about junk food and processed food and all that sort of stuff. But I'm also even talking about more specific. So, for example, what would happen in India during the colder months, I believe, this is what I've been told, is everyone would make pinya. I'll see the pinni at home, right? In the winter, you'd have a bucket of those, and people would eat a pinni every day. Well, what is ulsi? It's flaxseed. Mm. What does flaxseed do? It really is the best thing in the world for your meibomian glands.
Really?
It's the best thing. Now, so here we are living in Canada in this colder climate, and we crank up our heaters so we're not cold, but we are not getting... our glands are seizing up as it is. And on top of that, if, you know, back in the day, we were eating those ulsi pinni, one pinni a day, we're not eating that. So we're not getting that flaxseed. And so everything kind of contributes to lead to these eyes not be as healthy or as strong.
Now, when you've been here, you were born here, and you've been here for a long time, in the sense, as a professional, you get to see the eyes of... little kids who are born here.
Yeah.
And you also get to see the eyes of little kids whose parents have just arrived
yes.
from India.
Yes.
Do you see a lot of difference?
My gosh, Shushmanji, you're on a roll right now. You're asking just the most interesting and intriguing questions. So is there a difference in the eyes of kids who are genetically Indian but born here versus the ones who just immigrated here? Yes, there is. There absolutely is. Isn't that interesting? I've never made that connection before. But I will say that. So now I'm going back and I'm thinking about different patients
yeah,
I've seen.
I can see your mind is just racing back and forth.
It is. And so what I would say I notice is definitely differences in myopia. So myopia is the need for glasses. And differences in the health of the eye. And so what would cause that is the question. Mm. Because it's not like kids in India aren't on screens.
They are.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
so
yes.
Screen time is pretty much universal.
Yes.
Okay, so where I think that difference comes from is two things. One is that nutritional piece that we were talking about. I think that kids who are coming from India, no matter what, are still eating healthier, even though they have access to some more of this unhealthy food or processed food. Overall, I think their diet is better than those
kids
of us that are born and raised here. And the other thing I believe is the environment in terms of, okay, so let me put it to you this way. Let's say there's a kid here who's in grade two. Now, what has happened to this kid for the past, let's say from January to now? So Monday they wake up and they go from their small bedroom to a small bathroom and they go to a small kitchen. Then they sit in a car and they drive to a school and they're in a classroom. So really all day long, because it's cold outside, they're indoors and they're in rooms. And these rooms are, you know, so what happens is they're not looking at anything far away. So versus kids who are in India, you know, even if you live in the village, it's lots of more bigger open spaces. So even if you head outside, the weather is warmer, you're going to be walking around a lot more outside. Here, we never walk outside. We're always in a car from destination A to B. If you want to go to the store, you get in your car. Now, you know, it might be different in cities, but even there, it seems like people do, like walking is a really big thing in India. Everyone tries to get outside and go walking. And just being in an environment where you are outdoors. Now, what happens when you're outdoors? You look at mountains, you look at trees, your eyes are looking at things far away. The number one thing that damages children's eyes is spending too much time looking at things up close.
You know, a long time ago, I remember us talking about this, and we said that, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, about 8 to 10 years ago when we talked about this, and we said kids in the next 5-7 years, they're going to be needing glasses.
Yes, 100%.
And you see that?
Oh, more than, faster and worse than we had expected.
Oh,
but do you know why? When we talked about this, let's say 7-8 years ago, what we were concerned about was the computer and the influx of computers and how much more kids are spending on screens and computers. What has happened over the past 7 to 10 years is I now tell my kids computers are better. Because the problem is the phone. It's the iPad. So really shocking is how quickly technology is advancing. And so now we're at a point where kids at a young age are being given phones. And the phone is the tiniest screen.
Oh,
it's the closest to your eye.
Yes.
And it does the most damage.
You know, I have seen parents at functions just to keep the kid quiet.
Yes.
Just give them the phone.
Yes. And it's not just at function. So I'm seeing at about grade six, it seems to be when most kids are getting their own phone. And it's not because parents are just spoiling kids. It's almost necessity because they're starting to do clubs and activities and they need to stay in contact with their kids. When one kid has it, group chats happen and kids are left out of social situations if they don't have it.
Yeah,
so there's all these other factors.
Yeah.
But those factors, the downside is that the impact on vision is that much harder. So really, you know, when we're talking about springtime in our eyes here, one thing I would love to see our listeners do is as the weather gets better, head on outside And when you go outside, go for walks, especially if you have those kids, get them to look at things far away, because kids are so used to looking at their phone. But I had this interesting conversation with a couple of people the last little bit, is that when they do go outside, they're just looking at their feet. So instead of, because they're just used to looking down. So parents are trying to get their kids outside, because I've talked about this, and the parents are looking about at the trees and the mountains, and they've said no phones. The kids can't use their phone, and not out of disrespect or anything else, but just because that's what they're used to.
Wow.
So they're walking and they're just kind of staring at their feet and still not looking at things far away. So let's get our kids outside. Let's get them walking in that, and looking at things in the distance. Now, if it is cold, if there isn't time to walk outside, you can even do this in the car.
Yes.
You know, while you're in the car, look out the window and look at things that are nice and far away. Help those eyes relax. Your eyes relax when you look in the distance, not when you look up close.
Oh, okay. So I'll look at our little wall.
That's right. The spice radio wall.
Dr. Minnie is with us till 3 o'clock. And early in the program, we talked about her spoiling her brand new white shirt with haldi stains on it.
There was
a caller who was going to call and give you a remedy.
Solve my problems.
Yeah, to solve her problem. But the call just disappeared. So give us a call at 604-280-1200 or 604-299-8863 about the haldi and about your eyes.
Absolutely. If anyone can help me get my haldi stain out of my shirt, any tips, I would be so grateful.
Spice Radio, Radio Rim Jim Sun Rhea, Gup Shup Ka program hai. We've got two callers on the line.
Okay.
Please don't go away. Stay with us. And line 4, thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, good afternoon, Sushma ji and Minirinda.
Good afternoon.
Can I please speak off air?
Yeah. You wanna talk off air? No, we are on air at the moment till 3 o'clock.
Yes, I was hoping I could speak during the commercial break.
Oh, I see. You know what? You could always call the station after the show. They don't do it off air while the show is live.
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day now.
Did you have a question or did you want to give a... You had a question.
Actually, both.
Okay. So why don't you call at 3, exactly 3 o'clock, okay?
Sure.
Thank you.
The same number, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Line 5, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Are you out driving in this beautiful sunshine?
Hey, I got to say, I got a suggestion for the haldi stain.
Oh, my goodness. I am all ears. Yes, please.
Now, I'm no expert at laundry, but this is what my wife does.
Yes.
She puts it out in the sun, like direct sunlight.
See, this is the second time I'm hearing that. So, and do you know if it has worked? Because I haven't tried it, but I've heard this before.
Yeah, if it's white, you put it out as it is. But if it's like colored, you cover up with like a towel or something, so it raises the light, like doesn't.
Interesting. That is brilliant. Okay, you know what? I can't thank you enough. I am absolutely going to try that when I get home tonight. And I will, if it works, tune in.
No, trust me, it does work.
Okay, so...
I'm a slobby eater and always get on my shirt. And when you go to a wedding or whatever, it's a nice
shirt. Yes.
And that's what she does. So.
Oh, my goodness. So you're speaking from some good experience here.
All right. Well, enjoy your day, ladies. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so I'm going to try this, Shishmaji.
Yes.
And
yes.
If it works,
yes.
The next time I'm here, I will wear that white
Please
shirt.
Do wear that.
All right?
And we would love to see that.
And I'll wear it with pride.
All right.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
If you have any questions on about your eyes, so do give us a call as well.
Yes.
Phone lines are open.
And any other tips on the haldi.
Yes.
But so far, the leading contender is sunshine.
Sunshine is the leading contender.
It's the power of the sun, right?
It is.
But now here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
As we're talking about springtime,
yes.
The sun's going to, we're going to get to see more and more of Suryadev, right?
We didn't get to see it, but a lot of people got to see the eclipse.
Yeah. Yes. No, so we weren't able to see it here. And, no. And obviously, it does cause damage to your eyes. And
so many people were looking at it.
I know. And that's the concern is...
What does it do?
So, if you think about it, if the sun is so powerful, that's going to... The impossible Haldi that, nothing can get out. If it can get that out, it's that intense power of the ray. So what happens is, let's say it's a normal day and you go outside and you try and look at the sun. You cannot. You cannot because it is too bright. Your eyes will automatically, your pupil will get much, much smaller, restrict, and the brightness will protect you because you won't be able to stare into it because your pupil will shrink. Okay? So now you're in a situation where the eclipse has caused it to not be so bright. The brightness has gone down. What has not gone down is the power of that light that is coming. And so what happens is when you are in that situation, your pupil dilates, you're able to look, you can stare directly at it. And when you stare directly at it, that powerful ray of light, what it's going to do is burn the back of your eye.
Holy mackerel. And so you can become blind.
You can become blind. So it's called solar retinopathy. Now, the retina is the film at the back of the eye. That's what lets us see. And it's all the way in the back of the eye, so it's well protected. Nothing really damages the eye. The retina, the main things that damage the retina is when we don't give ourselves enough fruits and veggies, when we don't eat enough healthy food. So then it atrophies because of a lack of nutrition. But otherwise, it's well protected back there. One of the few things that can damage it is that sunlight. And so when we talk about, even on a regular sunny day, and as I'm talking about springtime in our eyes and the sun is increasing, even on a day like this, you want to wear sun protection because that bright sun is getting absorbed by your eyes.
Okay, I was going to ask you a question about sunglasses the minute you said springtime. How important is it for us to get our little tykes to wear sunglasses?
Oh, so important.
Really?
So important. So, there was a study done a while ago that I just love because it showed us that 70% of the damage caused by sunlight happens before the age of 18.
Wow.
So that means, and I think that you said even a bigger portion of that was before the age of 10. And the reason for that is, when do you go outside and play in the sun the most? Yeah. It's when you're a kid.
That's right.
And your eyes are so susceptible to that sun at that time. So now that damage all happens when you're young, and it doesn't really manifest in a bad way until you're much older. But we can't really fix it when you're older because the damage happened when you were young. It's just causing more problems as you age. So sun protection for kids is essential. Now, I always talk about the difference between the, $500-$600 sunglasses and the $1 ones at the dollar store. And what is the difference? So I always say, it has to have 100% UV and UVB blockage. You want 100% UV protection because that's the part of the sun's ray that actually burns the back of your eye. Okay? So make sure you have that. Now, the second thing is, when you buy glasses that are not the best quality, let's say you wipe them a couple times because, kids are going to put their sticky fingers on it. You can wipe off the coating. And now what happens, Shishmiji, this is very interesting. What happens when you've wiped off the coating? Well, now they're still black. They still look black, but they're no longer blocking the harmful rays of sun. So essentially what you've done is created a situation where you have your own mini eclipse. Because now you can look at something that's bright. You're not going to notice the brightness because you're looking through a black filter.
Right.
But you don't have the protective layers on there. And so that intense light can now burn the back of your eye.
Oh, my God.
So really important for, and I know, everyone, like I said, the grapes are so expensive. How much must these sunglasses be? But I want you to buy your sunglasses from reliable sources where you know the quality of the coating is good. You never have to buy the branded Gucci's or Prada's. Yeah. That's fashion.
Yeah.
But you want to buy the good quality coatings. That's the key with sunglasses. The cheaper coatings that peel off actually can do more harm than good. And we really want to try and stay away from that.
You said something very interesting that, as a child, you probably would not notice it. But in your older years, the damage is seen.
Yes.
So all the people who come from hot countries probably have the issue with...
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. You know, there was a disease that a lot of people were talking about when I came here. A lot of Indians. And I didn't know what they were talking about, you know, because I never learned this disease, really. And then I had to go back and figure it out. They would say, do I have kukure in my eyes? And that is sun damage. And we don't get that here as much, right? And so it's not just sun. It's wind, dust, air. You know, when you live in these countries that are hot and dusty, all that dirt and dust is blowing into your air and into your eye, and it can damage the front surface of the eyes. So here, we don't see that.
No.
You know, we live in a different environment. We, even when it's hot, it's not that dusty kind of hot.
Right?
Yeah. So it's not something that we see here as much. But sun damage is a lot more common in those countries.
And so people coming from India probably would go through their, what is it called? Not glaucoma, but what I got done.
Cataract. Yes.
We've got a caller on line four.
Yes, please.
Line four, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm just wondering, like, is there any... natural ways to protect the eyes, and also what is your take on the Surya Namaskar, where people pour water on the eyes and then look at the sunlight directly in the morning?
Yes, you know what? It's so funny because I was thinking about the Surya Namaskar. And so here's the thing. In terms of natural ways to protect your eyes, from the sun, not really, you know, because the sun is bright and we're just not supposed to be staring at it. The Surya Namaskar, it happens early in the morning. And then one nice thing about the morning sun is it's not as intense and not as powerful. So is it good to do? Not from a health point of view for your eyes. Is it going to cause the severity of the damage that you do if you did it in the middle of the day? No, it's not as bad because the sun is not as intense. But it is not a healthy thing to do. Now, no matter what you do, when you stare at the sun, you're physiologically unable to keep your eyes open enough to really get that sun burn your eye. You really do need a filter like sunglasses or the lunar eclipse or the solar eclipse that happened to try and cause that level of damage. But the Surya Namaskar is not the healthiest thing you can be doing for your eyes.
But could it be because my very first question about the tilt of the sun on the North Pole and the equator?
I don't think
equator.
So, because if you think about the solar eclipse, it was equal everywhere in the world,
it was.
Right? And with the rotation of the Earth, now we're getting into astrophysics and stuff, which is not my area, but I don't think that would matter. The intensity of the sun is still really, really strong. So really, that's not something we recommend. And I'm going to make it even worse and say, when we splash water in your eye, in our eyes before the Surya Namaskar, okay, so our eyes, when you splash water in it, it actually damages the eye. You're not supposed to be putting water inside your body like that.
Right.
You know, if you think about the eyes, it's almost like if you peel back your skin and you've got that, you know, your blood and all that stuff in there, you don't pour water on there, right? And so when you pour water onto your eyes, and this is one big difference between perhaps Canada and India, because our water in Canada is very, very heavy on chemicals. Because we put chlorine and we put all this stuff in the water to make it safe to drink. But that stuff burns the eyes. So when you're splashing that in your eyes, you're actually doing more damage than good. I'm not quite familiar with the water in India, but from what I understand, it's not as treated. And so it's not as dangerous to splash that water in your eye. All right, caller?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to take a short commercial break. And then if you have any more questions, please feel free to ask. We'll be right back with Dr. Mini Randhawa. Before we go away, why don't you give your telephone number out at where you are?
Sure. If you want to call the clinic to make an appointment, the number is 604-435-3931.
Lovely number. You've had it for a long time.
Yeah, I sure have.
We're back. Commercial break just did not want to happen.
Do you know why, Shashmaji? Mm. It's because I'm here. And I'm greedy, greedy, greedy. I want to be on the air as much as possible. So all your wonderful, sweet advertisers are just going to hold on a little bit longer.
All right. Let us just let them hold on.
Right. Just a little bit longer. Okay. A little bit longer. You know, it was so funny because we were talking about, you know, springtime in the eyes.
Right.
And we went over the red bacterial eye.
Right.
And then I was just, as you were saying, we're going to commercial break, in my head, I was like, oh my goodness, I still haven't talked about allergy in the eye.
Yes.
And that's the big thing I want to talk about. And then I looked at the clock and I'm like, I'm going to run out of time.
Yes. How long has got 7 minutes left?
So then I was like, how long is the commercial break? And the commercial break didn't happen.
Yes.
You want to talk about the power of manifestation.
There you go.
Right?
All right, let's talk about allergies and springtime.
Okay, so very quickly for our listeners, if you have itchy, watery eyes, those are the hallmarks of allergy, right? Now, we talked about pink eye, and pink eye, like I said, it's technically bacteria. There's something that falls between that red, goopy, mucousy eye that's contagious, which is the bacterial infection, and that, you know, itchy, watery eye, that's the allergy usually. And the thing that falls in the middle is virus, the viral infections.
Mm.
So the viral infections are a little bit confusing because they don't have the goopy mucus that the bacteria does.
Right.
They actually have a watery discharge. Viruses don't create mucus, they create water. And so your eyes water and they get a little bit irritated and it can feel like scratchy and itchy. So it feels a lot like an allergy.
Mm.
Now, allergy, at the end of the day, it makes your eyes sore and irritated, but it's not harmful. Viruses can be harmful. Viruses are harmful. Viruses are contagious.
Right.
So you might have this itchy, scratchy, watery eye, and you're just at school rubbing it, or you're going to work and you're rubbing your eyes. Oh, these darn allergies. And you're touching things. And now what you're doing is, it wasn't an allergy.
Right.
It was a virus. And now you've spread it throughout your office. You've spread it throughout your school. So really important to try and be, go in to see your eye doctor if you have these itchy, watery eyes, and double check, is it an allergy or is it a virus?
Okay.
Because the main issue with the virus is, one, you know, if we don't want to spread it.
No.
And we want to make sure that it's not turning into something more serious.
Right.
Because viruses can cause damage to your cornea and cause some significant issues. Most of the time, we don't really prescribe antivirals the way we prescribe antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as big a concern in that way, but we just want to make sure that we know what's going on and we can, you know, give you the information so that we are treating it in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to make it even more confusing, apart from the red bacteria eye and the pink virus eye and the itchy, watery allergy eye, in that little, you know, bubble, you also have to throw in the dry eye.
The dry eye. Is it the dry eye where your eyes are always wet?
Where they're always wet. The dry, wet eye.
All right.
And so now you have a situation where, once again, your eye is watering.
Yes.
And you could be thinking, oh, gosh, there's those allergies. You know, my eye's watering and you're going to be rubbing it because it's irritated.
Uh-huh.
But it's actually a dryness. And now, you know, dry eye, the reason it waters is because your eye is making tears to try and compensate for this lack of oil and water in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the right thing and it just runs down your cheek. So once again, is it a virus? Is it an allergy? Is it a dry eye?
Mm.
It's really hard for you to know. And so that's where we want you to make an appointment to go see your optometrist, pop in there, and we just take a look. We have specialty equipment that lets us look in your eye and we can figure it out just by looking. And then based on that, we can give you the proper treatment. We don't want you to be over treating it incorrectly or ignoring it, which is often even worse. We want to stay on top of it.
When you said, you know, one person, you know, thought it was just an irritation.
Yeah,
and
it was a little bit more serious.
More than that.
Yeah, so it was a virus.
Have to. Now, how often should kids, teenagers, older people come and see?
So I say once a year.
Once a year.
Once a year is the rule of thumb. Mm. Now, when you come in for an eye exam, there could be exceptions. Mm. So, you know, sometimes I say, oh, my goodness, your eyes are amazing and I don't see any concerns. We could probably push you to 2 years.
Right.
And that's very, very rare. But the more common thing I'll say is, okay, there's something I want to keep an eye on. Come back in 6 months, sometimes come back in a month. You know, when it comes to the eyes, we don't want to ignore stuff. We want to be on top of it. We want... You, what's that saying? An ounce of prevention is really what we want to do. Before we're kind of circling back and trying to fix damaged eyes, we want to prevent that damage. And you do want to be going into your eye doctors at least once a year to make sure that everything is looking good.
There you go. You brought it to the point.
No, not already.
Yes.
Wow, maybe we need to get rid of all commercial breaks.
Then how will we get paid?
Oh, well, there is that. I will win the lottery. I tell you, I'll do it.
You will do it. I know you will do it. Thank you so very much for... So do you know when you're coming next month?
I won't be here in May, but I will be here in June.
Okay. So what is it that you try to skip 1 month?
Do you want? It's not intentional. I just travel a lot because I've got a clinic in Ontario.
Oh, that's lovely.
Right? So now, even today, I'm leaving here and I'm rushing to the airport because I got to hop on a plane to Ontario.
Ontario. Okay.
And so I'll be in Ontario. So it's just juggling this. I mean, it's lovely and I'm enjoying it, but it's... Goodness, taking a busy life and made it busier.
Do tell people that we are on a podcast. So this will be on a podcast tomorrow.
Wonderful. Yes. I look forward to that.
All the topics.
Yay.
With that, we come to the end of our show. Busabhi baatein jo aaj aapki nazar mein atki.
Khatki.
Aur dil mein samayi un sab ko leke. We'll be here tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Drive Home Grind with DJ Flight and Maya right here on Spice Radio. And your requests with Nutan on Radio Rimchim.